hello there. This is Chris, and welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 22. And thank you again. Thanks for joining me. And in this episode, I'm going to title this episode Somebody Else-onomics, because this seems to be the economic philosophy of the Democrat Party, essentially. Somebody else-onomics. Somebody else will pay for it. Basically, anytime anything is too expensive, they just want somebody else to pay for it. Doesn't matter what it is, healthcare, higher college tuition costs, housing costs, food, doesn't matter what it is, energy, doesn't matter. There's a government program to get somebody else to pay for it. And the thing with the Democrats is they never ask, well, wait a minute, why are prices going up? They never ask that question. So they never try to solve the underlying problem, which is prices going up. They never try to solve that problem. And they're not intellectually curious at all in wondering, I wonder why healthcare is so expensive. Because they want to, healthcare is a great example. They want to expand Medicaid. They want Medicare for all. They want a public option. They basically want government-run healthcare. And why? You know, the reason why, it's very simple. Because healthcare is too expensive. Everybody complains that healthcare is so expensive. So if we can just get the government to pay for everything, well, then magically it won't be so expensive. Somehow that won't, somehow the fact that it is really expensive will just magically disappear, which is nonsense, right? It just doesn't make any sense. It's just silly. It's just stupid. Now you can argue that, the health insurance companies are making all the profit. And so if we eliminate the insurance companies, then all the money will go straight to who? The doctors? Or it'll go back to the, where's the money going to go? And are health insurance companies really, there was a study back in, I think it was about 2012, CNN did a study about that, about how, healthcare was the 22nd most profitable industry in America or something like that. So, and that was before, you know, Obamacare really kicked in, right? Because, you know, what did Obamacare do? Obamacare sort of drove out all the small players of the health insurance industry. And now health insurance is dominated by a smaller group of bigger companies. So, and, you know, that was one of the big complaints about Obamacare, is that the insurance companies are the ones who wrote it. So you know, the problem, of course, is the government getting involved in all this and partnering up with insurance companies. And you know, health insurance companies are not free market entities. They are quasi-governmental entities, essentially. So are hospitals, so are doctors. Basically everything is quasi-governmental at this point because it's so strictly controlled and regulated. And that's why prices are going up. And when you give people more money to spend, when you increase demand for everything, when you increase demand for healthcare, you will basically drive more people to go get healthcare. When you limit the amount of the drugs that reach market, because the FDA process is so slow and it takes forever, it takes a drug company 10 years and $1 billion to bring a new drug to market. So that drives prices up. Now, I did an episode on that. I think it was episode 6 or 7, where I talked about just abolish the FDA's monopoly on approving drugs and devices and procedures. Just abolish that. You don't have to abolish the FDA, but just get rid of their monopoly and let other entities compete. and more drugs will reach the market faster. So, I mean, it's really simple. And then that will increase supply, which will drive prices down. Because when you increase supply, prices go down. It's really pretty simple. Increase competition. Maybe there'll be 10 drugs to fight diabetes instead of the 5 drugs that we have now or whatever. So, and it's the same with tuition, college tuition. College tuitions are very expensive because, first of all, the government makes it really easy for kids to borrow tons of money. Kids just borrow money and give it to the colleges. And then Barack Obama made it basically so that you don't have to pay all that money back. You can borrow a ton of money. You can borrow $1 million from some bank and then just give all that money to the colleges. And you don't have to pay it all back. You just pay a percentage of your income when you graduate college. You just pay a percentage of your income for a certain, you know, for 10 years, I think it was, and then you just stop paying. And then the government will just, you know, print up some more money and give it to the banks and everybody will call it even. You know? And so you're basically, it's a wealth transfer mechanism for basically from the taxpayer. This is what I've talked about before, about unsustainable and about how communism works and how, you know, the Democrat Party is the party that just takes money from the taxpayer and gives it away. That's what they do. That's all they do. And that's so you borrow money from a bank and you give it to the colleges. So the colleges are making a fortune, and the colleges can raise all their tuitions. They can raise all their tuitions because you'll just borrow more money. Because if you complain to your senator, your congressman, oh, the college costs too much, well, they'll just raise the amount of money you're allowed to borrow, and they'll just keep the whole thing going. It's a total scam, and that's why the colleges are all dominated by communists, because they love it. They love this scam. They love government paying for college because they get the money. You know, so it's a scam. I mean, this so much of this is a scam, but that's what that's what the Democrat Party is all about. They're all about just getting somebody else to pay, and that somebody else is the taxpayer. So, you know, that's what Obamacare did. When Obamacare basically just said, okay, healthcare is too expensive. Well, you can get on the exchanges, sign up for Obamacare, and you can get subsidized by the taxpayer. The other thing they did was forced businesses to provide health insurance for all their employees. Well, so you're just getting your boss to pay for it. Okay. Where does your boss get their money? Where does a company get their money? It gets their money from the customers. So the customers just have to pay more money. It just raises prices. So the other thing was you can stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26 years old. So we're going to get your parents to pay for it. So we're just going to get somebody else to pay for the increasingly high costs of health insurance. It's either going to be your parents, your boss, or the taxpayer. And ultimately it's the taxpayer anyway, because your parents are probably taxpayers, even though you might not be if you're a college kid. And your boss is a taxpayer. The businesses, everybody's, you know, in the private sector, they're taxpayers. So ultimately it's all just taxpayer money. And so it's not addressing any of the reasons why costs are going up. So Democrats, this is one of those things that we Republicans, we can attack the Democrats on this. This is really simple, guys. This is super simple. Anytime the Democrats say, we should have a public option, we should expand Medicare, we should expand Medicaid, just ask them, so you just don't want to address any of the reasons why healthcare costs keep going up. You just want somebody else to pay them. That's it. It's a winning argument. And then you have to come back and say, here are some things we can do to actually lower the prices of healthcare. One thing, like I said, we could abolish the FDA's monopoly on approvals, testing and approving drugs and devices and procedures. Another thing we can do is get rid of all this Obamacare essential benefit mandates and go back to an a la carte system where you can just buy a la carte coverages for your health insurance. You can say, you know what, I don't need coverage for anything unless I get hit by a bus or get cancer. You know, that's all, you know, that's all I really need. Catastrophic health care. You could do that. It's I'll pay for everything out of pocket. If I break my leg, I'll just pay out of pocket, you know? And you could, we could get rid of the rules, certificate of need laws. A lot of you probably don't know about those. Certificate of need laws, where if you want to open a new surgical center or something, you probably have to go to your state medical board. Now, these are state level. There is some federal certificate of need laws as well, but a lot of this is state level stuff, where you have to go to your state medical board and ask for permission. And they'll probably tell you no, there's no need in your community for that surgical center. So what they do is who are the people on these medical boards? It's rich doctors who want to keep prices up. They're rich. They're people who are work for the big hospital systems who want to keep competition down. It's all about suppressing competition. You know, we could make it easier for foreign doctors to come to this country and actually just be a doctor here in America, instead of making them jump through 10,000 hoops. There's a lot of things that we could do in America and at your state level that we could drive the prices down. Remember, it's all about increasing supply and increasing competition. But these big hospital systems that dominate America now, they don't want competition. They do not want the competition because it keeps their prices up. So, you know, and they use government to suppress competition. And so, look, our attack on the Democrats has to be two-pronged, right? The first prong is call them out on not wanting to do anything to reduce prices. They just want to get somebody else to pay for it. Oh, healthcare is too expensive. College tuition is just too expensive. Housing is too expensive. Hey, we'll just get somebody else to pay for it. Yay, somebody else is now paying for it. There, you know, send the bill to the government. That doesn't do anything to reduce the prices. It just shifts the burden onto the taxpayers. And so that's the first prong. And the second prong is solutions, you know, so actual solutions to lower prices. So, all right. So that is my, that's episode 22, really. That's pretty much it. I just want to do a short one here and get you thinking about that, about how to win arguments with Democrats and attack Democrats and point out how they're not solving problems. They're just, you know, the old saying, kicking the can down the road. That's all they're doing. They're shifting burdens around. They're not solving problems. And why don't they want to solve the problem? Because the problem is government. The problem is too much government. Government is causing all of these problems. Government is driving prices up everywhere. And they probably know it. And so they don't want, obviously, because it's a religion. Democrats are government worshipers. So this is a religion to them. So your attack, if you criticize government and blame government for any of these problems, you're attacking their God. This is their God. And that's why they are so passionate about all of this, about big government and expanding Medicaid and all this stuff. So But they're also super vulnerable to attack, because if you can attack them and actually expose normies, you know, normal people to these ideas, you know, normal people, that's who we're going for, right? We're trying to convince normal people, and sort of the Democrats, who the people who vote Democrat but don't really, you know, they're not really passionate, and maybe they're not really knowledgeable about anything. They just think that, oh well, the Democrats are the nice people and the Republicans are the racists, and you know, that's all there. A lot of people vote that way. That's the only reason they vote, you know, because that's the only reason they vote for the Democrats, because they think, oh yeah, Republicans, they deny science. Yeah, you know, I mean, they're thinking with, they're using about, you know, 4% of their brain power to think about politics and think about these decisions. And the thing is, these are really important decisions. The more powerful government gets, the more important, excuse me, the more important the decisions are about who runs the government, you know? So, all right, so that's it. That's episode 22. If you like this podcast, get on iTunes and give me a good rating. Go to Podbean also. Podbean is where the podcast is hosted, and you can comment there and give me a review, whatever. And like it, share it, all that kind of good stuff. And you can also see it on Rumble. I don't have all the episodes on Rumble, but I'm trying to get more of them up on Rumble. So, all right, thanks a lot, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.